or bad, your thought process?
Well, the whole game, they're getting me out with fastballs. The first guy didn't throw many breaking balls, and so I just went up there looking fastballs because that's what they've been getting out. You know, I didn't put any good swings on them. Uh-huh. First three at bats, and first pitch painted the outside corner, good pitch, and then he came with a curveball right away. And after that, I kind of, you know, just looking for the curveball because we knew he had a good curveball, and looking for that and reacting to the fastball, and you know that helped me stay back and hit the ball to the right field.
And Halloran, just before you, had also had a tremendous at bat. The whole team, the bats really came to life there in the ninth inning. That's a few walk-off wins. Can you just talk about the mentality the team has in these kind of situations?
Well, you know, it'd be nice if we could get it earlier in the game or whatever. You know, the first inning yesterday, we did the same thing. We had four, five, six good at bats in a row. We put up two runs, and we just got to work on getting consistency throughout the lineup. You know, better at bats, more often. I think runs have been scored only four times so far the first 36 innings. So, you know, if we can put up some runs tomorrow, we're going to have a good chance of winning again.
And your other starter pitched tremendous. What made him so effective?
He's working his fastball in and out. I think he had more velo than we've seen in a couple, this weekend and even last weekend. I think he had more velo than we've seen so far. And you know, we were taking some long swings, and we just, even when we did hit it hard, like Pewley flying out to center field, there, he hit the ball 390 feet, but the guy still made the catch. So we just got to work on getting the ball down line drives and stuff like that. So.